This patient has small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. You see the description here. It says the cells are twice as large as lymphocytes. You're like, what the fuck? Like, that's large? Like, I don't understand. That's just the description for a small cell. It's round cells, okay? Round blue cells, but they just happen to be twice as large as lymphocytes. They tell you there's no intercellular bridges. Intercellular bridges and squamous pearls, those are descriptors for squamous cell carcinoma. Glandular organization, obviously that would be adenocarcinoma. So small cell bronchogenic, that's our diagnosis here. Both small cell and squamous cell carcinoma are central lesions. The sound goes together. Central, small, squamous, okay? So once again, this is small cell. Now the perineoplastic is a small cell carcinoma. You can have SIDH, okay, vasopressin secretion. So here, that could cause hyponatremia, which is our answer. Vasopressin will lead to the insertion of aquaporins in the medullary collecting duct of the kidney, increase free water reabsorption, and that would decrease our serum sodium, increase the osmolality of the urine, okay, and we can just eliminate the others. There's no reason to suspect hypomagnesemia. There's no reason to suspect hypoglycemia. We could see hyperglycemia if we had ACTH secretion causing Cushing from small cell, but we don't see hyperglycemia here, do we? And hyperkalemia, just wrong, not related. And hypercalcemia, choice A, that would be squamous cell carcinoma. So the four important perineoplastics for small cell are going to be your SIDH, okay, your ACTH causing Cushing's. You can get Lambert-Eaton syndrome. Those are antibodies against presynaptic voltage-gated calcium channels. It's a neuromuscular junction disorder, frequently contrasted with myasthenia gravis. Difference is Lambert-Eaton improves with activity, whereas myasthenia gravis gets worse. And also small cell neurologic dysfunction or cerebellar dysfunction due to anti-HU and anti-YO antibodies, anti-HU and anti-YO antibodies. Okay, so that sounds really fucking weird, I know, but that's something I actually want you to know for small cell. So once again, this is just SIDH, and we would have hyponatremia here. That's it.